so they still call it retreat. So I had that and I thought we would be done by around 9 o'clock. So I told Daniel, I'm like, we can still do the show, but I need to start around 9:30. And so he brought on Big Fatty and they talked about the trip and did some planning of the trip for when we're out in South Carolina. And so that all works out because I didn't want to plan it anyway. I just want to see Big Fatty and see some of the friends that we've met along the way, young Nicholas and Granny and Durwood and all of them. I just want to see all of them. It's been a while since I've seen all of them. And so I don't really care what we do. Whatever we do will be fun, I'm sure.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I didn't want to see Big Fatty and Granny anyway.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4583 of BFO for Wednesday the 3rd of
September
2025. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and I might even have some time for some voice letters. Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a first hump day in
September
to you. Hello, humpers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you hump us today because it is hump day and y'all wishing us a good morning party today. Y'all, the first voice you heard was that of Misery's Lauren. And y'all, in that creepy voice, y'all, it can only be one person. It's my Northeast Straight Yeti, Dan. And finally, Mr. Sportsball Correspondent himself, Mean Keen.
Make a wish, Christmas in the tree, Christmas in your heart, and your wish will come true.
Dear Gussie, y'all, in all of my moving things around here on the studio desk, y'all, I set aside the card that I received. Y'all, I've had it for a few days now. Y'all, it's from that Princess Hana, and y'all, it's in a red envelope, so I don't know if it's a Christmas card or not. You know, yes, Big Fatty, it's the season. Well, let's just see what it is. And you open it up and it says, oh, a little bird told me that it was your birthday, and I was all like, holy shit, a talking bird. And y'all, it's a kitty cat wearing a little potty hat on one of his ears, and it says, Big, I am sorry for all my silence. It's hard work trying not only keep taking CVS down, but I've added Tajay into my clutches. And dare I say, it's working. I do hope you have the greatest of exiting celebrations. Love, always, Princess Hana. Well, Princess Hana, better late than never, and thank you so much for that. It's always a surprise to get a celebration of exiting the birth canal almost 3 weeks after your day. But y'all, I'll put a picture. I'm going to put a picture of that cat, because it's cute as it can be, up on the www at noon today. Yes? Big Fatty! Oh. Yeah, gotcha, y'all. This morning, Wednesday morning, they are announcing who the cast members will be on the new season of The Dancing. And, y'all, I don't know who is going to be on it, but I can tell you which of the pros are going to be on it. Alan Burstyn, you know, he was... He's a long-standing professional. Brandon Armstrong, he's quite the looker. Ezra Sosa, you know, he's an unusual. Y'all, he's the one that pulled up the popcorn girl onto the stage. When did that happen? That happened during the tour. Gleb is back, y'all, and they're adding a new pro this year, y'all. Evidently, he was the main person that danced with that that Swifty girl on her tour. His name is Jan Ravnik, and y'all, he is lovely. Just lovely. Mark Ballas is back, and that's a surprise, y'all. He's got the long hair now. Pasha is back, and Val is back as well. As far as the ladies go, Brett is back. Daniela, Emma Slater, Jenna Johnson, Riley Arnold. I like her. Whitney Carson. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, Whitney Carson. And so, y'all, needless to say, it's a good-looking group that's going to be on the dancing stage when it premieres. Big Fatty, when does it premiere? I don't know, but I guess I should let you know when that is. Yes, Big Fatty, you're not prepared. I'm not prepared. Let's see, Dancing with the Stars 2025 premiere. Big Fatty. The premiere date is Tuesday the 16th. Y'all, that's less than 2 weeks away. Big Fatty, I'm gonna put on my dancing slippers and get ready right now. I think that's a lovely idea. Yeah, Gussie, Big Fatty, I like this music. It's the early show music. I like it, too. It's kind of a peppy, if you will. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, like Le Pew. Yeah, Peppy Le Pew. let's see, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, now let me think, what did I do? Y'all, I piddled around on the computer, and what did I do? Because I didn't watch the sports ball. I was, y'all, I don't know what I did. But I did it. And maybe I caught up on some things on the TV machine. I really just don't remember. Big Fatty, it's so sad to see them go downtown like that. It's true. Let's see, y'all, I will say this. I slept like a baby, y'all. I didn't stir. According to my Apple clock, I did not stir hardly at all. And I mean, I didn't wake up to turn one way or the other. Y'all, I was out like a light, and y'all, I slept over 9 hours. 9 hours, can you believe it? And y'all, it was just what the doctor ordered. Big Fatty Dr. Stone, he loves to send out those orders, doesn't he? He does. And I really wish I could remember what I did last night. Y'all, I just don't remember. So, anyway, y'all got up on Tuesday morning, had my breakfast. Y'all, I had that last hamburger patty with the grilled vegetables for my breakfast. Y'all, it was quite tasty. And had my coffee and read my e-paper and did my puzzles, and then I was off. I was off on a abbreviated nipple walk and ended up at senior size class. Y'all attended that. Y'all, after that, I continued my nipple walk and got back here to the villa. And, yeah, I had one of those barbecued chicken bazooms that I cooked. Well, y'all, you know what? It was Monday night. Monday night, I think I told you what I did Monday night. But, y'all, yes, I talked to Mr. Tim Kumal, and I recorded with Veda, and then I had to record my show really late. And but I told you all about that yesterday because that's what I told you for the two I say Tuesday show because I recorded so late. So okay, now it makes sense. Big Fatty, thank goodness it makes sense to somebody. But anyway, y'all, Miss Bacon had sent me a message on the Blue Butterfly. Big Fatty, should I watch the Big Brother? Or just wait for your recap? And I told her, I said, listen to my recap and then decide for yourself. Y'all, I doubt that she watched, because, you know, who needs to see Vince? Who needs to see Vince hug and cry more than they already have? But anyway, yeah, I guess I want a little nipper nap this afternoon, but I'm not going to get it because, y'all, after senior size class, I came back and I had one of those grilled barbecue chicken bazooms. And let's see. What did I do then? And, y'all, then I've just been watching some things on the TV machine, the news and things like that. And, y'all, I'm now sitting here recording the little show a little earlier than normal. And y'all going to head over to Shady Pines later today for supper with at least one of the ladies, y'all, the lady that is kind of losing it, y'all. She has, I don't know if she's butt dialed me or if she's accidentally called me and or what, y'all. I had three indicators that she had called me three different times over the weekend, and y'all, but there was never a message or anything like that, so I don't know what that was all about. But we'll see if we see her today. Yes, Big Betty. But y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Betty.
The Big Fatty Technology segment brought to you by Mix Minus. Check them out at mixminuspodcast.com.
Now, y'all, this is kind of for the elderly out there in the listening audience. Big Fatty, you mean stink pot? Yes. Excuse me. But, y'all, I got a textimonium this morning, and it says, and it was from a number I didn't know. It was a number in Ohio. And it says, hi, I just got a new phone. Hi, who is this? I just got a new phone and don't recognize the number. Y'all, this is the technology that they're going after the elderly. Yes, Big Fatty, and you would know about it because you're the elderly. But y'all, in my iPhone said, if you do not recognize this number, this may be a scam. And it says, would you like to report it as a scam and block the number? I said, yes. So y'all, if you're in Ohio and you didn't know you were calling Big Fatty, y'all, you got blocked. So y'all be on the lookout for this, because this was a new one for Big Fatty that I hadn't seen before. So anyway, and y'all, the other piece of technology, y'all, there's something screwy with the new computer. Y'all, it's not putting up my when I get a notification on my iPhone, it used to pop up on my screen, and you know, and then I could reply to it, or I could approve things. You know, like the codes that you get when you sign in to your bank and things. I used to be able to click on it, and it would post into the website. And y'all, that's not working. And I went and I looked at the old iMac, and y'all, under the notifications, there was something on the old one that says allow notifications from your iPhone, and y'all, that's not under the notifications on the new computer, and I don't know why. So I told Veda that I think that I would like to just do another different migration, or you know, we'll migrate certain things and not other things. He says that he doesn't like the migration assistant all the time. So anyway, he'll be back over here at the villa because I asked him to bring his lightning cable. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the lightning cable. It's true. So y'all, we're gonna have to kind of play that one by ear. And anyway, Veda knew when he suggested that I do this new setup that it was gonna be a pain in his you know what. Yes, Big Fatty has his everything with you anyway. And y'all, the last thing I wanted to say about in the technology segment is y'all, this monitor that I have now, y'all, it's larger than the monitor on the iMac. And y'all, it's 27 inches versus 24 inches on the iMac. And y'all, you wouldn't think that would make that much of a difference, but it has. And y'all, what has happened is I always used to have my little coaster over on the left-hand side, and then I could set my coffee down or my water or whatever, or my hot tea. But now y'all, it blocks part of the monitor. So I'm having to find a new location for my beverage coaster. Oh yes, Big Fatty. I bet the Hot Cub loves a beverage coaster too. Well, you know, he loves the coasters. And anyway, y'all, and you know, when you're having guests in your house, always offer to get them a coaster. Oh yes, Big Fatty, because you don't want their dirty glass rings on your glass table. No, you don't. Anyway, y'all, I guess that was technology and hints from Heloise there, all in one. Big Fatty, who knew you could combine those? Oh, dear gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day, y'all. Looking forward to seeing who the cast is going to be on The Dancing. Y'all, I think I saw that there were going to be two people from the Real Mormon Housewives or something like that. They're taking the word stars to a new low. Although the new dancer, y'all, he's hot. He's hot. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Crooked Hat, and you know, he and Daniel Bieber will be on their way up here on For Right Day. And Adam, is there anything that you're really not looking forward to?
I didn't want to see Big Fatty and Granny anyway.
Well, I hate to disappoint you, but both Granny and I will both be here with bells on.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.